Hello everybody and welcome to Suggestions with Otto 2. I am What's-His-Face and somewhere in this world is Otto. Today's episode is on pets. Thank you to Catherine Lindo, I hope I'm saying that right, or Lindo, for suggesting pets. I'm sorry it's so late. I've been busy with something. Okay, so let's get into it. Number one, is it worth the time and or money? Is pets worth the time? It depends. I mean, usually, yeah, pets are worth your time. If you like them, and you don't spend all your seconds of everyday time on them, then yeah, it's worth your time. Just spending, like, an hour a day dedicated to the pets, feeding them, walking them if they're a dog or something that needs to be walked, changing the filter if they're a fish or something. Is it worth your money? It depends. You shouldn't spend too much money on a pet. You shouldn't buy, like, a really rare, like, I'm going to take an example, like, a really rare gecko for, like, £500 or dollars or whatever currency. I'm going to say pounds or dollars. £500 or dollars. I don't think you should really pay that much for a gecko, no matter how rare or special or unique or rare it is. Oh, I've said rare twice. Dang it. But, yeah, you should spend just an average amount. You shouldn't spend too much, but you are going to have to pay a fair amount for most pets. Not like fish, but generally for most pets, like a dog or a cat or maybe a lizard, but you're going to have to pay a fair amount for them. And especially with cats and dogs, the pet is going to be expensive, and everything for it is going to be expensive. But like a hamster or a fish, the fish or hamster is going to be fairly cheap, probably. But then, like, the cage and everything else you need for it is going to be expensive. So that's my opinion on number one. Number two, specifically what I like about pets, and then afterwards what I dislike and statistics. I like pets because if you're bored and you've got no one, there's no one to, like, interact with, no humans to interact with, you can interact with the pet, or at least watch the pet. And then you don't feel really lonely or bored, like you're just on your own because you've got this pet to, like, look at and to be happy with. Or if you're just bored generally, or if you really like animals, then also pet is good for you. If you really like animals, or you want to be like a vet or something like that when you grow older, then a pet is going to be a good decision, because obviously you're going to need the experience with the pet to learn how to be a vet. It depends, though. If you want to be specifically a dog vet or a cat vet, you need to have a dog or a cat if you want to learn about that early on. But if you just want to be a general vet, which I think is a thing, then you can really have any pet, or not pet at all, no pets at all, because then you'd rather really, if you wanted to be a pet doctor for any kind of pet, and then you get a dog, you're probably going to want to be more inclined to want a dog, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Okay, what I dislike about pets, well, again, if you don't have too much money, you shouldn't spend all your money on a pet. They can, like, damage your property if it's, like, obviously, a big one, cats and dogs, they're, like, scratch your furniture. If you've got, like, a chair or something along the lines of that, dogs and cats, especially cats, because they are always in the house, you can't take them for walks like dogs, they scratch everything. I mean, if you're buying, like, a kitten especially, but if you're buying an adult cat, then if it's been trained, if it's like a rescue cat, then it's probably not going to scratch your stuff, because it knows not to, it's had a previous owner. So, I think that's pretty much all I dislike about pets, because there's not that much not to dislike. I mean, another thing I guess I dislike is that the fact that you've obviously got to care for them, all this stuff, you've got to do all this caring, and all this caring, you've got to do all this stuff for them. So if you don't have time, if you've got a very, very big, busy schedule, you shouldn't get a pet, or you shouldn't get a pet like a dog or a cat that takes lots and lots of taking care of, especially a dog, because you've got to walk them every day. And now, the other part of two statistics. I think I've kind of already covered that, but I'll give it a try. Good statistics. It can make you feel better. If you get lonely, then you will feel better, because you'll be not lonely with a pet. If they can give you experience, if you want to be a vet, or if you want to work with them. If you have no time at all and you're just always bored, they can take up some of your time, like if you're walking a dog. bad statistics now. You can lose a lot of money on them, and or they can be very expensive. You have to do a lot of stuff for them, care for them, all this. I think that's pretty much all the bad statistics. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all the bad statistics about dogs. Hi, what's-his-face here, sneaking in at the end of the show to tell you about my server. Now, if you play Minecraft Java, that's on a computer, whether it be Linux, Mac, or Windows, then you can join my server. It's fishcakes, there's no capitals, but it's fishcakes1, that's fishcakes1, full stop dot, there's no spaces either, fishcakes1.minehut.gg, that's just two letter G's. It's typically off, but if I get loads and loads of requests, if people really want to join it, then I will try and keep it on more. But there is some rules, like, obviously the outpost, you need to either, if you say suggestions with Dota 2 or SWO2 in the chat, then I'll know you're a listener, and I'll, like, let you in, and you can be a guard on the fort, because we have to, like, build this fort, and to survive, like, because it's Minecraft survival, we have to build this fort to survive the mobs, like skeletons, zombies, and then please do not take stuff from the chest. Please get your own stuff. If you want stuff from the chest, you can open the chest, but please don't take anything. You can look and then you can ask, say, oh, can I have this from the chest or that from the chest? And then I might say yes or no, depending on what it is. And please don't break the walls or anything in it, because we spend a lot of time on the walls and reinforcing them. And please don't, please don't break them, because then hostile mobs like creepers, all sorts of stuff, can get in and damage the base like a creeper, or attack people in it. If you want to be a guard, then you just say SWO2 or suggestion with Otto 2 in the chat, and then I can say, oh, do you want to be a guard? And then you can say yes or no. Oh, do you want to join the clan, which is the people who live in the fort, or do you want to make your own place? And currently the only way to get in is to have someone inside let you in, because when you spawn, you'll be in like an abandoned watchtower, and then you might see like an iron block, and then you see that, and then there's an iron door. You can't open it. Some annoying kid put all this emerald blocks around it, but you'll just see like emerald blocks or iron blocks, and then you can say such as World War 2, SWO2, and then you say, can I come in, can I join the clan? Again, please don't take anything from the chest, because those are my chests, and they have stuff in it. You can ask for stuff, and yeah, that's the way to get in. Or you can just build your own home, and we can kind of just trade. Okay, I'm What's His Face, and this has been Suggestions with Otter 2.